The Central Statistics Office has released newly digitised tables from the 1911 census of Ireland that provide fascinating insights into wealth and poverty here in the decade before independence. John Dunn is a senior statistician with the CSO. He told me more about the findings.
First of all, this initiative whereby we've digitised and gone back into the old historical publications to bring out this old historical value. So what we found when we combined the data and looked at it, and we looked at the valuations per person, and we find then that there's a trend, or that the wealthiest tended to live in the rural counties towards the east, while the poorest tended to live along the western seaboard.
So what kind of disparity then are you identifying? How wide was the gap?
We found actually by comparing the valuation per person that the wealthiest DD, Kilmullen in County Meath, was nearly 100 times wealthier than Annagry in County Donegal. Both have approximately the same area, whereas Annagry and Donegal would nearly have nearly 10 times as many people living in that DED, and while the valuation of Kilmullen would actually be over 10 times that of Annagry. So these are the type of fascinating insights that we're able to gain from this data.
Large numbers of people really living in relative poverty compared to people in the east of the country, particularly in the good agricultural land of Meath and elsewhere.
That's right. So we actually went in and identified a household from Kilmullen in County Meath. And this was the Gashford household. And it had five people living in it, a married couple, Douglas and Elizabeth, and their three servants. The house had 21 rooms and 13 outhouses and farmsteadings. And Douglas was also listed as the landholder for three other houses on linked returns. And those three houses contained occupation descriptions such as gardener, coachman, general labourer. So presumably they were employed by the Gashford household. We did the same then for Annagry in County Donegal. And we found a Duffy household. They were recorded as living in Annagry. And in contrast, that household consisted of 11 people, and Grace Duffy, the head of the household, was listed as a farmer's wife, and she had 9 children aged from 18 down to 1-year-old, and the grandmother, aged 73, also lived in the house. Now, that house only had 2 rooms with 1 outhouse and farmsteading, and it also was recorded as being, the roof was recorded as being thatch wood or of perishable materials. So it's quite amazing the type of stories that you're able to surface when we bring this statistical information that we have and try and combine it, or try and link it up and get down to the detailed information available on the census forms.